Blog Talk Radio.
We got Minister D in the air. What's going on, Minister D?
What's up?
What's going on, good people? Hope you're enjoying your Sunday evening, the start of a beautiful week and a beautiful day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice. What's up, Glover?
Ooh, you said we took the words out of my mouth. The beginning of a good, great, wonderful week. I'm gonna receive that right there. Oh yeah, I need that. So what's going on? What you got to tell us today? We're gonna do a lot of playing, a lot of music today out for of our independent gospel artists all around the world that has been on our show. They have blessed us with their gifts that God has blessed them so with. We're going to play some of their stuff, and we're just going to have us a ball today. What you going to bring me? What you got for me?
I was thinking sometime this weekend, you know, as I do. And all I got to say to these people, if I see one more post on Facebook of these folk parents taking pictures and selfies in the club, and you got kids at home, go on and raise your kids.
Oh, no. Oh, they taking selfies.
My quote is this. Start partying and be a parent.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you want to go out
oh,
and
no.
party, don't have kids. When you have
oh,
children, you forfeit all of that. Go home and raise your kids. Going out, hitting the street, partying at $2 Tuesdays and free before 11 and all this stuff, leaving your children with the grandmama and babysitter and all this stuff, and being the kids listen to the babysitter and the grandmama and don't listen to you because that's who's raising them. Ooh, I ain't mean
right.
to go there.
Yeah, you did. It's all right, and it's all right because you're right. And then they listen to their friends say, yeah, you know, I see your mama on Facebook. She was at the club. And my mama wasn't at no club, honey. My mama don't go to the club. Oh, honey, let me show you. Let me tell you where to go and see this here. And, you know, it's kind of embarrassing when you keep seeing all that kind of stuff on Facebook. You know, people just put anything on Facebook. I mean, they don't even care. You know, they just want to be seen. And these are the people that want to be famous, but they don't know how, so they start with Facebook.
Yeah. But, you have some people out there, it's truly in their mind, it is okay to go out and hit clubs and all this other kind of stuff Hey, you got children at home. It is okay in their mind.
Well, yes, okay. And especially if they're single, they're saying, you know, they're saying that's where they're going to be able to find them a father or, you know, a mother for their children. So, you know, that's the only place they're
going to go. Well, if they're single with kids and they're going to the club to find a man, that's why they're single in the first place.
There you go. There you go. Because I can tell you, don't go, watch where you pick them from, because you might have to live with them the rest of your life.
No,
boy,
you pick
them up. Gonna get rid of some of that stuff. That's a lot of baggage.
You know, they ain't going to be with them for the rest of their life. You picking them at the club, it's going to be a temporary fix. Now, the baggage from it.
Might be more temporary than you think, huh?
The baggage from it is going to be lifelong, but the person is going to be temporary. All I'm saying is, start partying and be a parent. Carry on.
All right. And you know, only person that you can depend on is the Lord thy God. Y'all running out here to the partying and juking and got these children at the house. Oh, Lord. Let me play a little something. Let me uplift y'all. Let me give y'all something to work with. Oh, bless the Lord. God did it, Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
He sure did. Ooh, I need to pray some upbeat. I need to uplift myself today, I tell you. We want to go and just start playing a lot of the independent gospel artist stuff today. And before we get started, Minister D, is Minister D is still in the house? Well, just in case he had to leave, check this. We're going to say a short prayer so we can get on into this music, because I tell you, it's going to be a good day today. We're going to have to make it like that. I tell you, Heavenly Father, we are here today to glorify and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for having the opportunity of talking and singing to your people and being blessed to be a part of their lives. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless and anoint all the singers and musicians that have been on Glorious Gospel Vibes, and bless them with in their special gifts that you have blessed them with to glorify the kingdom. Father, we are so grateful for what you're doing and what you have done. We thank you. We bless your holy name this holy day. We pray, amen, amen, and amen. All right, now we're going to come on with the Warlord Brothers with Right Now, Lord.
Ooh. 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 I'm calling your name because I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name because I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard and sometimes I get up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak. In the palm of your hand,
Lord. Right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
Right now.
I can't do that role right there. Oh, bless the Lord. That's the Warlord Brothers right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just want to encourage all the people out there today that's feeling on the down low, feeling a little bad, feeling a little down in their spirit. And I might just be feeling what you feeling today. It's a lot going on out there in that world, but we got to know that we have an advocate, and we have Jesus, and in him we have to depend and lean on for every good and perfect thing, and remember all the promises that his Father has made to us. I tell you, there's people around telling me a lot of stuff about they just feel like they're just tired. They don't even want to go to church no more. Who told them that they was unworthy? Because they feel like they're unworthy to even go to church. What's going on? What is happening? I'm trying to figure all of this out. So who told you you was unworthy? Who told you that you was no good, useless, unusable to God? And who keeps reminding us every now and then that we're weak, helpless, total failures? And who told you you never measure up to God's standard? Who told you all this stuff? Now, you know where that voice come from. It's Slewfoot himself, the liar of all liars, the devil himself, because he's the one who keeps you convinced God is angry with you for some reason or purpose. And you hear all his lies all day long, and they come straight from the pit of hell. Turn his property back to him, because we know that in Christ, he is our refuge. He is our fortress. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'll come back on that in a few minutes. I'm going to play this song by Psalms 100. I need refuge.
All I want is a place where I can be safe from all hurt, harm, and danger I've encountered along the way. I need a place where I can be free from all my enemies. They won't bother me. I need a place. Through
bless the Lord, I need a refuge. Psalms 100. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for these independent gospel artists. You can also go online, and everyone that I play today, and you can look them up, Psalms 100, gospel recording artists, and put their names in, and you will find out just how to purchase their material and what and also their bios and what's going on with them. We were just talking earlier before we went to the song, who told you that you were unworthy? You know, we all feel down in our spirit at some time. You know, we are human. Our flesh tries to tell us we need so much attention, and God is always with us. But many people, that's listening to me right now have been convinced by the devil that they are unworthy ever to be used of God. Does this describe any of you out there? Perhaps you feel unworthy even to be called a child of the Lord. When you look at your spiritual life, all you see is inconsistencies. And the enemy keeps sending a constant barrage of lies to you, reminding you of all your failures, always harassing your spirit. Now you don't begin to think, you know, you start thinking, well, you know, I love the Lord with everything I got in me, but, you see, there goes the but in the way. There's just still failures in my life. I'm not constantly faithful serving. I still have battle of great temptations, things that discourage me. Well, I just don't know. I guess I never measure up. I'll never be what God wants me to be and what I want to be. Ooh, Lord, I know God said, Lord, I'm so sick of that mouth. Ooh, I know he's saying a lot of different things, but let me stop you right there and confess something to you. I have, in all my years, that I've been even an evangelist or just serving God with everything I have in me, felt worthy of my high calling as an evangelist, as a singer, as a mother. We all have times when we feel down, and throughout this time, you hear the enemy always sending out accusations towards you that you're unworthy, and I'm unworthy to speak to God, unworthy to do this, unworthy to do that. But yet, I know that Christ, as a Christian, ever used by God, I have experienced these things. God has placed something in me to always have me to bounce back even stronger, because we go through these things. It's nothing that's unusual. But God has, and when you know you got God in you and he's in the Holy Spirit is sitting in you, there's nothing that you cannot do. You can bounce back and tell the devil to go where he need to go, and I don't even want to go tell you what to tell him. In our flesh, we are unworthy. But we can never be worthy on our own. See, we can't do it by ourselves. But many believers allow Satan to rob them of precious life by believing his lies about how God sees them. They believe they can never be worthy in his sight. We have to learn, people of God. We have to know that we know that we know that God is our strength. He is our fortress, and in him we shall hide, and he shall revive us with the strength that has been placed in us. And we can't do it by ourselves, but we can do it through Christ Jesus. We can do it. We can do it. And he just keeps on blessing us every time. We bounce back, and he'll bless us and give us the strength to fight the enemy and all his accusations and all his mess. Oh, I'm going to tell y'all how y'all need to get rid of him. I'm gonna talk to y'all today. But he keeps on blessing you. Just keep on hanging in there. You watch and see what God say. Beverly Crawford, he keeps on blessing me. He going to keep on blessing you.
Come on, get on your feet, put your hands together.
Choose this to keep on blessing, but I'm
bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. He keeps on blessing me. I don't care what I do. Boy, if he had to do, if my blessings were dependent on the things that I've done, I wouldn't get one blessing. My God is faithful. He is faithful. Oh, we should be all rejoicing. We should be rejoicing. I am giving my own self a pep talk today. We are worthy because he loves us so much. He loves us. And how are you made worthy? No, I'm glad you asked that question. You have been made worthy by Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And that gives you every right to worship and serve the Lord. It says in Colossians 1:10-14, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, giving thanks unto the Father which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. The Father has made us fit, worthy, qualified in character, good enough to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints. What Jesus did on the cross qualifies us for eternal inheritance. And if God has qualified you and me for eternal life, then he has made us fit in character as well. You can sit down from your ministry. You can sit down from the gift that God has placed in you for a year, a whole lifetime, trying to make yourself fit for him to work on your character to become good enough to be used of God. But if you can never, but you can't never qualify yourself, can you? No, you can't do it. Even if you were able to win victories over every wrong thing you've done, every wrong thought you've had, you still wouldn't be qualified in God's sight. It is impossible. Why? Because God won't accept anyone's righteousness except that of his own Son, Jesus Christ. He loves us. He loves us. He first loved me, and I know he first loved you. So we're going to hear a little bit from myself. Globy Pope, he first loved me.
You are the one for me, and I
Oh, bless the Lord. He first loved me, and he first loved you, and he first loved. That is our Father, our God. Oh, bless the Lord. Ooh, I feel good already. I feel good today, y'all. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. We were talking about being worthy. Being worthy. Or better yet, you thinking that you are unworthy of God. Oh, no, to serve and be righteous. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. So what must you do? Yes. First, don't listen to the devil lies. Second, get up on your spiritual feet and start giving praise to God. Praise. Say, by my faith in the blood of Jesus, I receive righteousness of Christ. He has made me fit. He has made me qualified to worship and serve my Lord, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That was verse 14 on Colossians. Colossians 1, verse 14. Redemption means simply to set free. We have been set free by Jesus' blood, his precious blood. And we have the right to stand against every accusation and say, I'm not buying that devil. Get out of my face. You accused me for the last time. My Bible says I'm redeemed because I believe in what Jesus did for me at the cross. Confess my sin to him, and I am redeemed, bought free. So when Satan comes to you and whispers, what about that sin you did yesterday? You guilty. You can tell him, no, I've already asked for forgiveness for that, and I've asked God to put hatred in me to keep me from doing it again. It's all under the blood, but you are still tempted. You still going to do wrong. You know you're going to do wrong. No, Jesus has made a way of escape for me. His word says I will be able to bear the temptation. He will deliver me because he promised he would. We got to believe what we read, y'all. We go to that word and we read some stuff, and I don't know what we do. You know, you read some stuff and you say, okay, yeah, that sounds good. But you don't believe it. I mean, you got to really believe. You got to believe it. When the accuser brings up a unsettled issue in your life, some war that still rages within you, you can answer him with the passage from Colossians 1. And 21 and 22, it says, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. You can say, even when I was alienated in my mind by awful evil works, even when I was in the pits of lust, even when I was one of God's worst enemies, the Bible says he loved me and sought me out and reconciled me to himself. Now he has translated me from the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom of light, and he has made me to be at peace with him. So how much more does he love me now that I'm reconciled, even when I struggle? Oh, my God loves me. What? He loves me. Oh, and you just love on him, and you worship him, and you adore him because he is more than worthy to be paid praise. Oh, let me play a little something on that. I worship you, Father. I worship you. I worship you. Mary.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am, and all I am. I worship you. You took everything I want, made me what I am, and with all I am, I worship you.
You will lie
awesome God we serve. Did you know anything about that? Oh, that's why when we feel down and out and condemning ourselves, we got to know that God loves us so much that he has us in the palm of his hand. There is nothing that he won't do for you because he loves us so much. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. One thing that I know, when the devil keeps coming at you, condemning you because you were overpowered, taken advantage of, you must stand up in the spirit and cry, Lord, you know my heart. I hate this sin. It's not something I wanted. I'm crying out to you right now, and I will keep on crying out to you, but God will hear you. You ain't got to keep saying the same thing over and over. He hear you. But one thing you have to do is repent. Repent of your sins. And when we become discouraged, it is proof of two things: our ignorance of the mercy and grace of God, and our unbelief in his love for us. Both of these are sins. And if you are discouraged over your sin, it means you do not trust our God's love for you during your times of failure. You are living in willful ignorance of your Father's full acceptance of you, and you must repent. If you only understood how great your Father's mercy is towards you, you would know he loves you even when you fail. Then you can say, oh, God, forgive me. I've been so discouraged because of my sin. I haven't believed in your mercy and forgiveness. No, I'm not worthy. I might not be worthy to even tell you all these things right now. And you are not worthy to raise your hand and praise to God. Nobody's worthy, not in our own human strength. See, not in our own human strength and power. But Jesus has told us, I have made you worthy. And now you can stand and say in his name, I am worthy by the blood of the Lamb. You are all worthy. Don't let the devil run you away. Don't let the devil keep telling you these things in your ear. Stop him where he starts. Like the Abraham brothers say, don't let Satan ride because he's going to want to drive. Don't do it. Abraham brothers.
In the midst of a sin-cursed world, people of God, be encouraged to be faithful, to keep holding on. And when you're tested, listen.
Right.
Join in and listen to us here at Glorious Gospel Vibe. We hope to see you all next Sunday. We love you. We ask that you continue to pray for our strength and pray for our radio broadcast. We thank you again. You all have a nice evening, and we're going to leave here with Christian Rose out of New York City, where he is enough for me. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I want to give